Harper Design and Harper Audio present Missions to Mars, a new era of rover and spacecraft discovery on the Red Planet, by Larry Crumpler, read by Stephen Graybill. A note before we begin. To view maps, photos, and more, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/missions-to-Mars. It is good to renew one's wonder, said the philosopher. Space travel has again made children of us all. Ray Bradbury, The Martian Chronicles. Part 1. Knowing the Unknown. 1. Full Circle. The Kiowas reckoned their stature by the distance they could see. N. Scott Momaday, The Way to Rainy Mountain. Looking at Earth from Mars. The scene that lay before us looked like the rubble from a crumbled ancient city. We were standing out in the open on the surface in the frigid pre-dawn glow, looking east in the midst of a plain littered with dark, dust-coated angular rocks. We were surrounded by small craters, and the vista contained all the bleakness of an aftermath of some apocalyptic no man's land. Above the eastern horizon, pale in the pre-dawn haze, was a small blue-white star hanging silently in the sky. That small star was Earth, and we were seeing it from the surface of Mars. With that glance, we had come full circle. It was not a momentous occasion, judging from the casual interest we seemed to place on that observation, but there was an abiding sense that not only were we a long way from home, but we were also a long way from our humble beginning in our quest to know the Red Planet. We were finally on the surface of the red star that humans had observed for such a long time from the yonder blue-white star. As the day progressed, the sun ascended from the alien blue of the strange dawn, and those of us looking at this scene virtually through the eyes of the Spirit Rover continued our journey up the rocky slope, soldiering on to our next destination and another day's work on the red planet, Mars. The moment had passed, but it was the end of a beginning. But the moment was actually epic in its meaning. For thousands of years, Mars had been a red star in the sky. Only recently in the chronicle of human exploration, in fact within just the last few decades, have we been in a position to do better in our quest for understanding Mars than the simple tracking of the motions of the fiery star. Getting beyond this more primal association of the stars and mortal events, however, has been a difficult journey in the history of human interest in Mars. One of the more interesting ironies of the past decade of Mars exploration that illustrates how far we have come is that simple image taken early in the mission of Mars exploration rover Spirit. In the photo, we see the Martian pre-dawn sky looking east, and in this sky is a tiny star, Earth. It is a subtle yet dramatic image, accompanied in the press release image by an arrow and the words, "You are here." It shows our small place in the cosmic scheme, of course, but to me, it is an image evoking how things have changed in our view of the planets, and Mars in particular. Here we were, on Mars, looking at a bright bluish-white morning star that was another world, yet so far, so small in the sky that, if you didn't already know all the teeming life and business of Earth, you could not tell much about the presence or absence of life on Earth from this tiny dot. Across the distance that it takes light to travel in 20 minutes between Earth and Mars, and 45 years earlier,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?